Welcome, everybody, to Everyday Prophecy. My name is Christy Eldridge. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I'm driving in the car again, and I'm just talking to the Lord, praying, and I heard the Lord say, I am looking for lovers. And he said it a couple of times, and I just knew that this was a prophetic word that he wanted me to release. Hallelujah. So I'm going to pray in the Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I'm going to pray, and the Lord is going to bring a word to you through me. Lord, I'm just going to flow with the Holy Spirit here. So Holy Spirit, I need your help. I need your help. I need grace. I can do nothing without you, and I don't want to do anything without you. So Lord, thank you, God. Oh, thank you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Holy Spirit. I praise you. I just pray for accuracy in the prophetic. Thank you, Lord. I break all confusion. I break all doubt, any fear, any control. I break it, cancel it right now in the Spirit, in the name of Jesus. And I just pray for a clarity in hearing your voice. Thank you, Holy Spirit, of clarity. The clarion call. I thank you, God. The Lord says today, I am looking for lovers. I am looking for laid down lovers who are submitted to me and only to me. Full submission. Say it again. Full submission. Rasa bakata bakata indi se begeshtehe. The Lord says, lay naked before me. Lay totally exposed before me. He says, say what you saw. I just looked over at a semi truck and the number's 911 on the side of the truck. I keep seeing 911 everywhere I go. He said again, the towers are falling. I've said this before in other words, but he's saying it again. And I say what he says, the towers are falling. The towers are falling. Towers are high. Towers are exalted. I'm looking for the laid down lovers. I'm looking for those surrendered to me in humility. In humility. Naked. It doesn't get much more humble than that. He says, I'm not asking you to take your clothes off in church. Don't go there. Hallelujah. But there is a nakedness that, listen, he's going back to the garden. He's going back to the garden. He says, I walked with Adam and Eve in the cool of the day. We walked and we talked. We had fellowship. They didn't know that they were naked. They didn't understand shame. They didn't know what it was until Eve tasted the fruit, until Adam tasted the fruit. They didn't know what shame was. That's where I'm taking you. He says, I'm going to cause you to divinely forget what shame even is. You're not going to have remembrance of shame. He says, can you dance naked for me in your bathroom, in the privacy of your bathroom, in front of the mirror? Can you dance naked for me in front of the bathroom mirror alone. Can you do that? What does that produce in you, thinking about it, or trying to do that, or doing that? What does that produce in you? What feelings does that produce in you? There is a freedom that I'm bringing to you, says the Lord, that rivals nothing else. Nothing, no one else in the world, nothing of the world can bring you this freedom. Nothing of the world can bring you this freedom. Wild abandon. Wild abandon. I'm helping you to let go of the shame. I'm helping you to let go of the shame. He's saying exposed, exposed, exposed. He says, I see all of you. I see all of you. There's no need to hide. There's no need to hide. I'm your maker. He says, children don't have shame. You know, little ones, they just, a two-year-old, just think about it, like running through the house, like streaking through the house, butt naked, no shame. He says, shame is learned. Shame is learned. It's something you picked up along the way. It's trauma. It's PTSD. It's a comment. It's disapproval. It's rejection. It feels dirty. Makes you feel gross. Makes you feel unloved. Unworthy, unwanted, abandoned, left for dead, alone. Unimportant. It's rooted in sin. It's rooted in sin. Help me, Holy Spirit. It's rooted in sin. The Lord says, I took care of the sin problem once for all. Hallelujah. He says, I've got good news for you, beloved. I've taken care of the sin issue, the sin problem, the sin dilemma. I solved it. I solved it. It was a quandary. We didn't know what to do. But then I came along. Jesus came along and he said, I solved it. I paid for it. It's not yours. I broke the curse. I broke the curse. I broke the curse. He says, you no longer have a sin nature. You no longer have a sin nature. You have a God nature. You have a divine nature. I share everything with you, says the Lord. I share everything with you, says the Lord. When you make me Lord of your life, when you gave me your life, I share everything with you. I didn't give my life. I didn't bleed out on the cross. I didn't give my life so that you could hide from me under a blanket of shame. He says again, lay naked before me. It will expose any shame that's hiding under the surface. He says, I'm asking for full exposure. The shame is rooted in fear. Fear of not being enough. Fear of being found out. He says, my perfect love casts out fear. Receive me. He says, I'm the antidote. I'm the antidote to shame. And he says to end the word there.